again bid you welcome and express appreciation for your being here. We say it so often, but we say it sincerely. It's just good. Good to get together. Appreciate your desire to be with us this morning. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning. If you'd like to follow along with the lesson, if you did not receive one when you came in, there's bulletin foyers, and you're welcome to go get one if you'd like. The title of the lesson is from the scripture reading, ask the question, why would I want to lay up treasure in heaven? What's the motivation? What's the rationale? Typically, when we're asking someone to do something, we give a reason. I would like for you to do this because, and not just because. But there's a rhyme or a reason. I want to read that text again that Jeremiah read to us. The first one, first he says on the negative side, this is what I don't want you to do. Don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break through and steal. So now he begins to give us, all right, well, why should I lay up treasure in heaven? But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. First answer to the question, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves don't break through and steal. He continues, second reason, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Okay. Then he says in verse 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Uh-oh. Your eye is bad. Your whole body would be full of darkness. I want to lay up treasure in heaven so I have a good eye. Then he says, in verse 24, no one can serve two masters. I want to lay up treasure in heaven. Treasures on earth, treasures in heaven. Oh, I can't serve them both. I'll take the treasure in heaven. He says, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, he'll be loyal to one and despise the other, cannot serve God and mammon. Oh. So the lesson is about priorities. And I put by definition, if you're going to prioritize something, you're going to arrange the items in order of importance. Put first things first. To give some items precedence over others. Okay? Or to rank items as to their value or significance. So I put that in your notes, Howard, but in our text, Jesus isn't eliminating the necessities of life. He's just telling you something about these necessities, these things we strive for. I want you to be aware of something. They're subject to moth and rust and thievery. All the treasure in heaven. And Jesus even said in verse 32, a little farther down in the text, your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. Yeah. So Jesus isn't eliminating necessities. He just wants to rank them in order of priority. First things first. So then Jesus says in verse 33, so seek ye first. And second, you can have these other things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all of these things will be added unto you. So He's not leaving out earthly living. He says, I just want you to give treasure in heaven some priority. First thing. So let's take a look at these. I put, six reasons for putting treasure in heaven. Six reasons. Number one. Verse 20, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break through and steal. See, and we just said that the necessities of life or these things that we accumulate in life, they're subject to the nature of the earth. They're subject to clothes, if you keep them long enough, get moth-eaten. Or they go out of style. Or we wear them out. Or they get too small. My clothes over the years just get smaller. Subject to the things of earth. Precious metals, as you know, they get rustier. Especially here in Imperial Beach with the salty air or the hot sun or with age. Your metals just deteriorate. If you read the local newspaper, the Eagle Times, there's a police log. And in that police log, it tells you the crime that's been happening in our neighborhood here. Many times there's a list of those things that have been stolen. Yeah. Necessities of life. Things we have. Yeah. Moth. Rust. Thievery. So heavenly treasures are to be preferred. They get priority. Because they're not subject to these things of earth. So now the question that sometimes people would ask is, well, what are these treasures? Or how can these treasures be laid up into heaven? What am I laying up? Well, there's a partial answer I put in your note. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, he says, all right, command those who are rich or those that have accumulated some things, and we all have. Command them that in this present age, don't be haughty, and don't trust in uncertain riches. All right, so now I'm starting to begin with that priority, laying up treasure in heaven. He continues, don't trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Priority. Give richly, God who gives richly all things to enjoy. All right, so thank you, God, for these necessities of life. I'm enjoying them. Yeah, thank you. So then he says, all right, let them do good. Now we're beginning to lay up treasure in heaven. I want to do good. And then I let them be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. And then the next phrase is interesting. Storing up for themselves. Wait a minute. Laying up treasure in heaven. So when I live the right kind of life, when I do that which is good, he says, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. When I live the way I'm supposed to live, giving God priority, we're laying up treasure in heaven. Paul also said it this way in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. He said, you know, the time of my departure is at hand. Getting close to the end of my life. Just like mine. I have more years behind me than I have ahead of me. So Paul says, the time of my departure is at hand. So Paul said, I fought a good fight. Ooh. So fight the good fight. He said, I finished the race. Well, that's what I want to do. I don't want to turn back now. I want to keep laying up treasure in heaven by fighting the good fight, finishing the race. And Paul said, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, all right, so what's the conclusion? Paul, if you've done these things, you fought the good fight, you finished the race, you kept the faith, he said, henceforth, they're laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. And then he adds, but not for me only, but for all those who love his appearing. So the way that we live, the giving God the priority, number one is laying up treasure in heaven. And the things that we do is not subject to moth and rust and fever. Second reason Jesus mentions in the text is in verse 21. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if my treasure is in heaven, my heart will follow. It'll follow a heavenly goal, heavenly thoughts. I'll live my life on the upward way. Because that's where my treasure is. Solomon said in Proverbs 20, chapter 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Where my heart is, it's going to follow my treasure. I want to be sure my treasure in heaven gets priority. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So I want to think, give it priority, first place. I want to give treasure in heaven priority. So the question comes down, personal examination. What do I think about Bible study? What do I think about prayer? What do I think about attending worship on the Lord's Day? What do I think about giving? What do I think about having friendship and fellowship with one another? I want to make these priorities. I'm going to lay up treasure in heaven. Because if my treasure is there, that's where my heart will be. I want to give that first place. I want to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. These things will be added. Not needed. They're just not in first place. Number three, in verses 23 and 24, says, the lamp of the body is the eye. So if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. So I put in your notes, the meaning of that is that it's talking about singleness of purpose. Focusing on the right thing. I want to be sure that my treasure is heaven because I want my life to follow that treasure. In practical terms, it means you're going to walk in the direction you're looking. Ever done notice that? Used this illustration before. You know, sometimes when I'm driving, Christine is with me. I shouldn't drive with Christine. She keeps my focus on the road. I'll be driving and I want to look too. I want to see the scenery. And I notice that when I look to the left, I tend to steer to the left. And you're or something to the right. Oh, yeah. I steer to the right. You're going to walk or go in the direction you're looking. We don't walk this direction while we're looking that way. But you tend to notice when you're walking that way, your body tends to turn back to where you're looking. The lamp of the body is the eye. So Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, you begin to lay up treasure in heaven, that's the direction you're going to be looking. Paul said in Colossians 3, beginning of verse 1, if therefore you were raised with Christ, all right, that's me, I've been raised with Christ, been baptized, obeyed the gospel. He says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Things of the earth get second place. The priority are spiritual things, heavenly things. Because that's where I'm going to look. Number four in your notes is in verse 24. You can't serve two masters. What if people try? Oh, we try to do that. Sometimes more than two. We'll serve three or four masters. But so Jesus is saying only one item can have priority. You can't have two number ones. There's no tie for first. No. Can't serve two masters. Either hate the one and love the other, or you'll be loyal to one and despise the other, Jesus says. Can't, and then he says it again after he begins in one single verse, the opening phrase is, you can't serve two masters. And the last one, you can't serve God and mammon. Says it twice in the single verse. That's a truism. Only one can be given priority. So why lay treasure in heaven? Because I want to give that priority. I want that to be first place. can't straddle the fence. That position is never offered biblically. You can't play both sides. That position is not offered. For you and me, there's only two choices, two sides. We are either saved or we're lost. It's either going to be heaven or it's going to be hell. It's either going to be come unto me or depart. It's going to be enter in or you lose. There's no middle ground. You can't two masters. I can't play both sides. That position is not offered. But yet that's what people, where so many people want to walk. I want just a little piece of heaven, but I want a little piece of earth too. Well, can't do that. We have to make a choice. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things will be added. But don't try to play both sides. See? Again, God's not offering you a middle ground. The world may, but not God.
Let me go on.
Number 5, in verse 25, Jesus asked a question later on in the chapter. In Matthew chapter 6. So therefore I say unto you, all right, here's the question. Isn't life more than food? And the body more than clothing? I answered it for you, you know. The answer is yes. Isn't life more than the clothes we wear? Or the food that we eat? Interesting, in the question, is not life more than priority? Isn't life more than? You ask the question twice. More than? Yes. Jesus tells a story in Luke chapter 12, verse 15 about a rich man that died. He begins the story with the statement, "Beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses." I hope my life is not determined by what I have. I have two cars, but one of them is 12 years old. I don't think I've bought a coat in a couple of years. Isn't my life, I hope, is more than what I have, my possessions. Remember what my possessions are subject to? Statement number 1. Moth, rust, and thievery. My life is more than my possessions. Yes. So Jesus says, continuing that story in Luke chapter 12, in verse 21, it says, "And so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." That's right. My life consists more than my possessions. So don't lay up treasure for yourself. Lay up treasure for God. It's okay to accumulate, but that doesn't get the priority. Seek first, the kingdom of God. And that's our last one, number 6, in verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all He gathered unto you. Again, it's okay to have things. That's not the lesson today. The lesson is priority. Seek first. If there's a first, there's a second. First, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Second, these things will be added. Jesus isn't eliminating things of earth. So yes, keep your job and put your food on the table. And be sure the baby has shoes and work for retirement and enjoy what you have. But give God priority. Not eliminating things. And give God the glory for what you have. You see, in the Bible, some people say, oh, the Bible's just a list of do's and don'ts. You know, God has never asked you to leave anything that's good for you in the Bible. God's never asked you to leave anything that's good. Only those things that will hurt you. He says, don't do that. Those things that will injure you mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually. God says, don't do those things. Never asked you to leave anything that's good. Never. So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. These things will be added. See, the things of earth are temporary. So lay up treasure in heaven. That's the level. You start by becoming a Christian if you haven't become one already. Having obeyed the gospel message, the beginning of laying up treasure in heaven. Living a life on God's side. And staying there. So there's a simple plan and procedure in becoming a Christian. We use the phrase step to be procedure or process. And number one, you need to hear the Word of God. So Jesus commissions the apostles, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So it's a worldwide message. Don't leave anybody out. Go to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And then second, and you know, Paul says too, in Romans, interesting question, in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how can they believe in someone they haven't heard? That's a great question. You can't believe in somebody you haven't heard about. So preach the gospel. Tell everybody about Jesus and God sending His Son. Tell everybody. So we have to hear the good news. Second, we want to believe it. Jesus said it in John 8, verse 24. Except you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. I don't want to die in my sins. So I'm going to believe. When I hear the good Bible message, I'm going to believe it, that God loves the world and He sends it, send His Son. Believe that. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him. So I want to believe. And then number three, I want to repent of my sins. I'm going to turn my life around because Jesus said it. In Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, except you repent, you'll perish. Well, I don't want to perish either. So I want to hear the good news, and I want to believe it, I want to take it to heart, and I want to turn my life around. Priority, seek first the kingdom of God. And then I want to confess my faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. God, I believe Your message. Please, You sent Your Son. I believe that. I'll make that confession. And then when those four things are in place, then I just want to be baptized for remission of sins. Mark 16, verse 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. I think that's what I'm looking for, salvation. And so now, once those things are in place, I want to seek the kingdom first. Give it priority. Again, don't quit your job.